Is the 2020 New Hampshire primary already underway? I know. Don't turn away. It may seem like it with three former presidential candidates in the Granite State this week, including a visit today from Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And on the Democratic side, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley was here on Sunday. And over the weekend, former Vice President Joe Biden will be the keynote speaker at a state Democratic Party fundraiser. To put this all into some context, we're joined now by James Pendle. He covers politics for the Boston Globe. Good morning.
Good morning.
James joins us by Skype. So what's happening here, James? Are we seeing a head start in 2020?
I think so. And it's not too early, believe it or not, to see start seeing some people thinking about running for president and visiting the state if it were a president in their second term. This is pretty unusual. In fact, I think it is quite unprecedented to see a first term president just 100 days in, literally, and having not one, not two, but three potential people coming to the state. Though, if we're being honest, I think that while Martin O'Malley certainly has every reason to run for president if he wants to, he doesn't have a job right now in terms of a permanent job. Joe Biden may actually be genuine in helping the Democratic Party and trying to raise some money, and that may be what this is all about. And John Kasich may just be visiting the state to sell a book. But all three know that when the moment they come to New Hampshire, we're going to be having conversations on NHPR about them.
Well, all right, let's talk about that a little bit here. You're talking about Martin O'Malley being here on Sunday. He held a town hall. He attended some Democratic fundraisers. As you said, he doesn't have a job right now, so he can focus on this. His campaign never really did take off here or elsewhere. What is he up to?
Yeah, it never really did take off. And towards the end, he really put all of his eggs in his basket in Iowa. So if we're being fair about that, he never really tried all that hard. In fact, he dropped out before the New Hampshire primary after a poor showing in Iowa. Look, I think that Martin O'Malley in context makes a lot of sense. I think we're going to have a lot of people running for president. We had 17 Republicans run for president last time. We could have upwards of 20 people running for president on the Democratic side this time. I'm not even joking. There's no leader. Last time there weren't that many Democrats running because Hillary Clinton was out there and she was formidable and she was going to be very hard to beat in terms of the nomination. The Republicans didn't have a very big name. Jeb Bush was going to try to come back from, a long time away. But this time, if you're a Democrat, I don't know, and you have any ambition to ever run for president, yes, you're facing an incumbent president. But you're going to see a lot of people running.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the older wing of the party. I'm thinking of Joe Biden, of course, and Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden here Sunday speaking to New Hampshire Democrats. Is he a viable option or are we going to be looking at new talent here?
Well, I think there's a hunger in the party to look at new talent. But I mean, I don't think we're not seeing the fire in the belly from Joe Biden to run for president. And maybe he's biding his time. You know, the other problem with Joe is that he talks about how his son passed away. It's the reason why he didn't run for president last time. The thing no one wants to say because it's impolite is that he also has a problem raising money, national money. Now, he's the former vice president, but he was the current vice president when he was beginning to put together a team, when he was actually was exploring or running for president. And I wonder how much that is there. I mean, this is a party now that has moved to the left, away from Joe Biden, away from the old names you mentioned. It is now the party of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and other progressives around the country. And it's not exactly Joe Biden's party. And so as he's, putting together his, academic centers at UPenn and at Delaware, I just wonder if he's saying, I'm going to help out some Democrats, but I'm retired.
I want to ask you about John Kasich for a moment. He's here today as part of a book tour. Now, he obviously spent a lot of time here leading up to the primary last year. In interviews, he's dismissing the idea that he would mount a challenge to President Trump come 2020. Should we believe him?
Well, I think the reality, when I talk to folks very close to John Kasich, the answer is right now you should believe him. But who knows? They think this whole situation is so unpredictable because it is unpredictable. He knows that the moment he says he's running for president, he puts himself out there, he's going to get more scrutiny back home in Ohio. And he makes himself a target for Donald Trump, who's going to hit him every day. Right now, he wants to raise his profile enough. He is still going to visit New Hampshire to try to sell some books. It's a good thing. But I don't think he really knows where he's at. I think right now his mindset is he's not running, but he's not going to rule it out entirely.
Do you think we're going to see a challenger to Donald Trump on the Republican side?
I don't know. I think that's a very good question, you know, which is amazing, right? We usually start the premise with, of course not, it's an incumbent president. But right now with Donald Trump, it seems that all bets are off. And in truth, I don't even know where the primary challenge would come from. Would it come from the right of his party? Would it come from the left of his party? We're just going to have to wait, particularly after, to see what happens after the midterms.
State sport is back in action. We'll be talking more about the primary, I'm sure, as we go along. James Spindle, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.